You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
And hold on. I can't do a do-over 2 days in a row. I don't think that's appropriate. Anyway, good morning to you. Mike McNamara in for a Friday edition of All Marine Radio right here on the All Warrior Radio Network. And it's a normally, as I think most people who listen know that we try to help you into the weekend. So we'll do that today. We're going to talk food again. The All Marine Radio chef will join us, the one and only P. Kimball Holmes, and we'll do that in about 12 minutes. And so we'll talk to Kim, and I think we're going to talk about fish today. Fantastic fish on Friday. The 3F. We could throw in another one if you want, but it is Friday, so we're trying to get ourselves right for the weekend. So we'll do that. And then I'm supposed to fix that. And I will, I promise, I swear to God. But I get busy. Exactly. Busier than the proverbial one-legged man at an ass-kicking contest. Yeah, it's a busy job. All right, where was I? I've been playing different segments of some audio from Iwo Jima, and so I finally got bitched out yesterday and said, Mac, please play the rest of that. So at 8 o'clock, I'm going to tee that segment up. And what's really incredible about it is you're going to hear from, you know, you're just going to hear play-by-play from Iwo Jima. And if you haven't heard any of it, it'll blow your vacuum tubes, honestly. It is amazing to think that that somebody captured this stuff. And so, anyway, I got my greasy paws on it, and so you're going to get a chance to hear that as well. And then the gunner will join us. Hopefully, yesterday, kind of an interesting, little segment. You know, he and I started talking. You sound better. You feel better. Blah, 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 blah. Jeff Sessions, we kicked that around. And then, you know, he talked about watching a movie and how the effect it had on him. And then for some reason we got on a discussion of kind of the dance of death, you know, how that affects you forever. And so anyway, hopefully we've gone from colonoscopies and gallbladder surgery to the dance of death, and so hopefully today a little bit brighter. I would tell you the most interesting story that you're going to find on the relative to our culture is if you check out the early bird. Somebody sent me an email the other day and said, "Hey Mac, will you post the link for the early bird?" It's www.militarytimes.com/early-bird-brief. I say again, www.militarytimes.com/early-tac-bird-tac-brief. The United States busy in Yemen right now. For those of you who aren't familiar with the op tempo of special operators, especially when, and again, I don't know anything other than what I read and what I've experienced, but oftentimes the initial event is simply that just tips over the jug, right? Based on what you gather there, there may be a series of events after that that become wider and wider as a couple things happen. The first thing that tends to happen is when these things happen, people talk. It's the odd duck that doesn't say anything, and we have technology that that tracks that stuff, and if they talk, We can find them, and if we can find them, we go get them. So there's this whole cycle of, now that's just them talking. The other thing is what's called sensitive site exploitation. So anything on the premises, phones, computers, anything electronic that stores, going to get sucked, the life sucked out of it and analyzed, and going to get turned into targeting data and intel. So often, you know, that event is simply the first in a series of. And then the other thing is, as you get going and as people get scared, what do they tend to do? They tend to talk. And so there's this thing that gets going after an initial event like that. And the United States is very active in Yemen here in the last few days. So you had on, you know, much has been made about this raid and the fact that there was somebody killed in it. And we discussed it too. But when you see the president quote General Mattis, General Mattis doesn't mince words, and he doesn't sugarcoat it for anybody. So when you see him speaking, he's speaking the truth. And if he can't say what somebody wants him to say, then he won't say anything. U.S. jets carried out dozens of airstrikes on al-Qaeda targets in Yemen overnight, and in the past 48 hours, in one of the lengthiest sustained operations inside the conflict-torn Arab country, Yemeni officials and residents said on Friday. According to this from the Washington Post, according to the officials, the strikes focused on the triangle-shaped mountain region where three Yemeni provinces meet, Beida, Shuaiba, and Abyan. Casualty figures have been slow to emerge, but officials said seven alleged al-Qaeda militants were killed in strikes on Thursday. A senior Yemeni official described the strikes as open-ended and said they raised questions about the objectives of each operation. Residents of the Shabwa said the strikes hit the town of Wadi Yashim, where Saad Atif, the number two figure in Yemen's al-Qaeda branch, is living. Residents and officials spoke on the condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to talk to journalists. Sadek Al-Juf, a Bayada tribal leader, told the Associated Press that houses were bombed in the Yakla district, the site of a U.S. Special Operations raid 2 months ago in which a Navy SEAL was killed, six American soldiers were wounded, and the U.S. military aircraft suffered a hard landing and had to be destroyed on the ground. A total of 25 Yemenis were killed in that raid. So anyway, you've read about that. But anyway, the United States very active in Yemen. So that's at the top of the list on the early bird this morning. The president vowed to build a 12 carrier navy during a trip to the USS Gerald R. Ford. The National Security Advisor, Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster, will do something people in his job really do appear before the Senate Armed Service Committee. So, I mean, I'm all about it. I think that's awesome. I think that's awesome. Russia continue its close encounters with NATO airplanes. And so, again, what's interesting is that with both Russia and China, their biggest issue is if, and you can hear this from emanating from the Kremlin without any kind of listening device, if the message to Europe is to build their army stronger, we're in trouble. We're in trouble. So, and relative to China, if Mr. Trump is successful in with the same message in the Pacific, China's in trouble too. Because totalitarian governments can't do it. They don't do it. So, in the face of concerted, strong, free governments. So, anyway, so it's interesting. The national anthem this morning is my favorite, and that is Whitney Houston. So good morning. Talking fish here in a few minutes to talk a little Iwo Jima here. So on a Friday. Allmarine Radio. Welcome. Sit back, relax, enjoy the next 3 hours with us as we head into the weekend. That was all right, yes. And then the 13-year-old when she was six.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans, wave us home. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my home, sweet home. Done, Dad.
Country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
Conference, check the weather. I won't make any comment on that soon. 40 degrees and cloudy in Quantico, 54 and sunny at Camp Lejeune, Granbury, Texas, 50 and partly sunny up in North Dakota. 12 degrees and cloudy. They're going to be on their way into the 50s, though, or almost 50 in the next 48 hours. 29 Palms, 47 degrees sunny. Camp Pendleton, sunny and 42. At Camp Smith, a little bit cooler, cloudy, dark and 70. Okinawa, a little bit cooler, cloudy, dark and 57. Fallujah, sunny and 67. And dark, I'm sorry, sunny, dark. In at the home of Allmarine Radio, Costa Mesa, Newport Beach area, where it's going to get back in the 70s this weekend. No, I take it back. We're only in the 60s. We had a couple nice days, but going to get cooler here. Cloudy and 46 degrees here. Come on, man. This is California. We don't roll like this. Where's that whole drought thing when we need it? Yeah, one thing about the drought, man, the weather was beautiful. No rain. All right, we're going to take a quick break. This hour of Allmarine Radio brought to you by our friends at Battle Mug, home of the Battle Mug. You can check it out at battlemug.com. 10.5-pound block of aluminum gets milled, machined, and anodized into a Battle Mug. A truly quality product. Each mug serialized can be engraved. Mine is. It's a blue diamond. Boom. That's right. Emblem keeled during World War II by the 1st Marine Division when they were down under on the island of Guadalcanal. That's the constellation on the emblem. It's the Southern Cross. Anyway, I digress. The rails on the mug are Picatinny rails, just like you have on your M16. The handle is the carrying handle, just like you have on your M16, if you had such a device anymore. Most people don't. But if you did, this would be it. The perfect for farewells, any commemorative event, any special occasion, promotions, retirements, birthdays, anniversary, just to say I love you, you're a cool guy. Think about it, ladies. Mm-hmm. you can use the promo code Marine for 15% off. Battle Mug is a veteran-owned, Marine-originated, operated company. The product is made entirely in the United States of America. All right, so with that said, time to talk fish with Fishman coming up next on a Friday. So we're going to talk Fantastic Fish Friday. That's right. I thought of that one on my own here, sitting here. So don't touch that dial. More of Allmarine Radio coming up next on a Friday.
All I can say about MilitaryByOwner.com is, wow, I listed my house on your website for only 2 weeks in a tough rental market, and now my house is about to get rented. I will definitely recommend you guys to everyone in the military. Thank you.
Are you located near a military base? Advertise with Military by Owner for optimum exposure to the military community. Military by Owner has experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base for the past 15 years. MilitaryByOwner.com, proven and dependable.
My name is Juan Perez Jr. I joined the military in 98. I commissioned as an officer. But I always had in mind the idea that I would go into the special operations community, particularly special forces. I was accepted to go into selection, and I attended on September 8th of 2001. As I was making my departure of the military, there was that uncertainty. What do I do next? How do I repurpose my skills in a way that's not only meaningful to me, but also that provides for my family and provides an increase in our a way of living, a quality of life. The Global South Foundation has resources when it comes to anything from building resumes to how to relate to a CEO in conversation, how to basically, again, repurpose that which I had learned in a career in special operations, dealing at the strategic and operational level. How do I take that and then turn it towards entrepreneurial spirit into business development? And how do I translate that so somebody can see that value? And in doing so, I landed a magnificent and very rewarding career. I'm the VP of operations for an IT company called BuildSourced. What I say to veterans getting out, be bold when you go to network. Go out to the Global South website, look at what events they have lined up, attend those events, you know, and participate. A lot of the events they hold, they're of key importance in this network. Go out there and engage, just like you would engage in a combat zone, you know, when you're networking there. With folks that don't share necessarily your language, your culture, or your background, and yet we still make it happen. How can we not make it happen here?
The Global Soft Foundation is a great partner of Allmarine Radio. Find out more about them at globalsoftfoundation.org/Marines.
I'm good, but I have a story, and I don't know where to start.
I'm good, but I feel alone in a crowd.
I'm good, but the past keeps coming back.
When the service member or veteran in your life says,
I'm good.
Are you really listening?
I'm good, but I can't get out of bed.
I'm good, but I can't sleep.
I'm good, but I feel overwhelmed.
I'm good, but I don't feel safe.
I'm good, but I still have nightmares.
I'm good, but I don't need any help.
I'm good, but I don't feel anything anymore.
I'm good, but I can't live like this anymore.
I'm really not so good. But are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. If you are in crisis or know someone who is, call the Veterans Crisis Line and Military Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1 for free 24/7 confidential support.
More than 2 million Americans have served in Iraq and Afghanistan, and the Department of Veterans Affairs reports that approximately 11 to 20% of those warriors may have experienced symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder. As we recognize PTSD Awareness Month, Real Warriors Campaign volunteer Meg Mitchum, a former Army combat medic who served in Iraq, encourages fellow warriors to reach out when they need help.
The hardest step was admitting that I needed help coping with PTSD. Once I did, my command and unit fully supported me, and I was able to get the care I needed. Getting support helped me succeed in the military and now in my civilian career.
If you or a loved one is coping with an invisible wound, resources are available and they work. For more information, visit the Real Warriors campaign at realwarriors.net or call 866-966-1020.
As we recognize the service of America's men and women in uniform, let's also honor the families who sacrifice so much every day. Military families endure frequent deployments and separations. They carry on while their loved ones are sent into harm's way and wait patiently for their safe return. If you really want to honor a veteran, look for ways to support their families and thank them for their sacrifices. Go to legion.org/honorveterans to find out how you can help.
This is Montel Williams. As a U.S. Navy and Marine Corps veteran, I know the sacrifice that our servicemen and women make for us every single day. If you're a veteran or a military member transitioning out of the service, help is available to you. The U.S. Department of Labor can help you get training, find a good job, or further your education. Contact the Veterans Employment and Training Service at 866-487-2365 or visit dol.gov/vets.
You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
This is rock and roll. Time to rock it from the Delta to the DMZ. Is that me or does that sound like an Elvis Presley movie? Viva Da Nang. Oh, Viva Da Nang. Da Nang me, why don't they get a rope and hang me? Hey, is this a little too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
You know what? That's funny.
I needed that. Oh,
good morning. What's up, Fishman?
Paradise, baby.
Let me tell you, what does O stand for? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, it's early. That's funny. That is, he's a funny dude in that movie. So we're talking fish today with the All Marine Radio head chef. That's his big intro music. That's his walk-up music.
Yeah.
This is Steppenwolf.
Yeah.
What's the distinctive element of Steppenwolf's music?
Just rock and roll, baby.
The organ in it.
That's right. I saw them at the Wonderland.
At where?
The concert.
in San Francisco. It was a place called Winterland.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you bet.
And you remember that.
Never went there.
Steppenwolf opened the show. Then came Big Brother and the Holding Company with Janis Joplin. Whoa. Then came Jefferson Airplane. And then came the Grateful Dead. And it started at 9 p.m. and went till 2 a.m. And each band did two sets.
Wow.
And
what did that ticket cost you? Like $4?
$3.50.
And you probably bitched about it too, didn't you?
Oh, we did. I couldn't get my money out of my pocket fast enough. Are you kidding me?
$3.50? No.
Back then in 1966 it was. Anything under $5 was a steal.
You know,
you can see everybody for $5 or less.
I have a ticket stub left from the first night my dad managed the San Diego Padres. I want to say in 1973. And I think the box seat ticket cost $5.
Yep.
The box where we sat cost, the price on the ticket is $5. And, you know, Ray Kroc had just bought the Padres, the owner of McDonald's.
Yeah.
And that night he got drunk and the Padres were getting beat. And so he went to the public address announcer and he's banging on the door and he says, I want to get in there. I want to talk to everybody. So he's drunk. It's the seventh inning stretch. Everybody's standing up and he starts talking. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Ray Kroc. I remember going, what? I'm a little kid. I was 73. I would have been 15 years old.
Oh my God.
I was 16 years old. So I'm 16. And in the middle of him, so he says, you know, this is some of the worst baseball playing I've ever seen. They couldn't beat a bunch of short order cooks. Right, he says that over the PA, and everybody.
No way.
Yeah, everybody's like going, "What is going on here?" And then in the middle of it, this streaker jumps onto the field, and he jumped on the field like down the left field line, and he runs towards center field, and he's kind of like a big built surfer, big bushy kind of sandy hair. And I want to say he's like 6'3", you know, great Southern California tan, and he's hauling ass towards center field, right? And the security guards in their red blazers are kind
of... Buck naked, that's good.
Yeah, he's buck naked, and the place is going crazy, right? So the ushers and the security people are kind of like going after him, but not really. And then he gets to the other side of the bleacher, so he runs from left field to center field to right field. The place is going crazy. Kroc starts yelling, "Get that man! Get that man!" And you're going, "Oh my God, what the hell is going on?" And then when he hopped in the stands, the security guy and the usher like just stepped aside, and he ran up the concourse, and I don't know whatever the hell happened to him, but it was certainly a night to remember. But on the ticket that commemorates that evening, I want to say box seat in baseball was $5. Amazing.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Back in the day. All right, we're going to talk fish today, right?
Well, yes. We're going to do two fish if we can get to the trout. But we're going to do salmon cooked on a cedar plank.
Ooh. Okay, can I share with you two emails?
Yeah.
That I got last week. Actually, I got this week. Hey, Mac, just wanted to shoot you a note. I bought a digital thermometer. I had written down, because I listen at work on my headset, I wrote down And then I replayed your podcast of how to become a master grill chef.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you, bro, I crushed it. I've taken more shit over the years from my family than I can tell you. So on Saturday, when we were going to get the normal dad's going to burn the meat again, I had it in store for him. I had the foil ready. I went out there. I seared the meat.
Yeah.
I got the hash marks on it. I moved it to indirect heat, and then I went to work with my digital thermometer. Bro, let me tell you, I crushed it. I took it off a bit early, as you suggested, put it in foil, and let it sit.
Yeah.
Needless to say, I was the talk of the town over the course of the weekend, and I loved it. The meat I prepared was from rare to medium. It was all perfect. Me, as the chef and the grill master now, pointing out whose was what, because they were prepared differently. I loved it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Please tell Kim. I said thank you. I will never, ever again serve bad meat. I'm actually excited about it. I had grown used to the complaints, but it was better to see them enjoy their steaks and me not ruin meat and everybody enjoy it. It was also kind of funny to hear everybody's abuse. So, as I said, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. So, that's one. Here's the second one.
Yeah.
Mac, please pass on to Kim. Thank you. Bought a digital meat thermometer, and I used it in chicken over the weekend. And something that had been a little bit challenging for me came out absolutely perfect. The searing and then to indirect heat, even with the chicken, I found to be awesome. The chicken slow cooked on my grill on that indirect heat, and I was able to monitor it. And then in parentheses, I hate to say Mac was right, but that goddamn application on my phone, it was awesome. I walked in, I had a drink, hung out with my wife, helped make a little bit of the dinner, monitored the meat. My wife was giggling, watching me be so excited about it. And then I went out and boom, chicken in the front row. Who knew you guys were this smart? I thought you guys were dumbasses. Anyway. Anyway,
many issues we are.
Exactly. Anyway, just wanted to say thank you. Truly awesome. Awesome. I'm shocked, to be honest with you, how easy it is and surprised that I never actually thought of something like this before. It certainly takes the mystery out of preparing beef, chicken, and I'm not sure if I would use this on fish because I think of all of it, fish is the easiest thing to see when it's done. I'd be curious about your thoughts of that. But again, never going to screw it up again. Power to the people. Thanks for the advice. Semper Fidelis. Boom, man. How about that?
Oh, hey, how do you feel, baby? I feel great. That's huge. Because it works, man.
Yeah, it does. Honestly, look, if I can do it, and I think I'm like everybody else. I mean, I was challenged. And if you don't do it, you know, Kim will tell you, you know, you can press your thumb into it and tell, but I mean, you really have to be good to do that. This, you know, this makes any chump, you know, capable. Any chump capable.
Yeah. You know, I've been cooking steak professionally for, 40 years, and, you know, before digital thermometers or my first fork thermometer, I didn't need them because I just put my thumb in the meat and it pressed down on it. And the easier my thumb went down, the rarer the meat was. And I got real good at that. But this is the best you can ever do for yourself is a digital thermometer. So it's pretty cool.
No, it is certainly that. The But the biggest thing, it takes the mystery out of it. And again, the app, one of the things that make me giggle about it are, you know, you're messing around, all of a sudden your phone vibrates, your meal is within 9 degrees of being ready.
Yeah.
Hello. Thank you. Thank you. Carry on. And so I just, that just makes me laugh. And then, you know, you're ready, you know, hey, about, everybody, about 6 minutes and 23 seconds till we're ready. What did he just say?
Yep.
What the hell did he just say? And then they all roll their eyes.
Him. You can see them out there just listening to you guys. What are these guys smoking? It ain't gonna work.
I want you to address the issue of, do you need a meat thermometer with fish? Because it is the most, you know, most fish. You know what? I shouldn't say that because in my mind's eye, I eat salmon the most. And salmon is certainly, the easiest optically, to go ahead and gauge when you cook it.
Yeah. But the way we're going to do it, you should do it when you cook whole salmon. Just throw them on the grill, gutted and head off, stuff it inside. You score, that means cut about half an inch to a quarter of an inch deep, cut three stripes down the side, each side, and that is to make it cook evenly. And you oil the outside but you definitely need a thermometer for something like that.
Like that. Okay. But if you're like normally I'm cooking a filet.
Yeah.
And so you can watch it go from that dark salmon color to a very light color, right? And so optically, that's a little bit easier. But I guess if you wanted to use it, you could certainly use a thermometer if you wanted to.
I would recommend it because you want the inside of the meat to be medium rare, the salmon. Because the longer you cook fish, the drier it becomes. And if it's fresh fish, you're not going to hurt yourself. It'll enhance the flavor if it's medium rare. And if you take it off at medium rare and put a tent over it for 5 minutes or so, it's going to cook a little bit more, but it'll still, when you break a salmon fillet open and it flakes and it kind of glistens in between the flakes, and it's a phrase I've made up, and I call it the high pro glow. but it glistens. It's moist.
The high
pro. You go, oh my God, I'm in the front row.
The high pro glow.
Yeah. Kimmy's high pro glow. And that's with any fish. When it flakes and it glistens, you cook a piece of salmon until it gets just pink. Or, I mean, not even pink. It's just, you know, red. And it has the flakes, but it almost crumbled and it's dried out. And you don't have in between the flakes that shiny glow, the glistening, which is moisture,
right,
which is what makes it so tender and deluxe to taste.
All right. My guest on a Friday edition of All Marine Radio is... on Fantastic Fish Friday is the All Marine Radio Chef, and that is Kim Holmes. Okay, the two recipes, what are we going to cook?
Well, and this is Lent now, so we have to eat fish until Easter, so
no.
Don't mess with me.
Okay, but, you know, I think the concept was, though, it was fasting, okay, and so fish was somehow other thought to be, you know, I don't think gourmet fish was what we were looking for with the concept of Lent.
Well, we are. I don't care what the rules are. This is what we are and what we do. And right. we do it. We are the best home grillers on the planet.
Now.
And not just spray and you stick to it.
Hold on.
Have to meet them out. Okay, we're going to cook.
I think I'm in trouble. Hi, Mac. I enjoy your show and have made it a part of my daily routine. A couple of weeks ago, Kim shared a marinara recipe. I can't find it on your website. Did you post it? Below is a couple of websites you might find useful. Holy smoke.
I know we did.
I don't know if I posted it.
I have to look through my notes.
Okay. All right. Let me.
I'll look through my notes, and if I didn't, I'll get it to you, and you can have it posted after the afternoon show.
Okay. Hold on, Beth Bongo Fury. Let me see if she sent it before you do anything. Kim's liver pate kitchen. No subjects. Recipes for you. Pumpkin cheesecake. So I don't think that I have that. The marinara sauce.
Okay, I'll send it this afternoon.
Okay.
I'll figure it out.
All right, we'll get that posted. With apologies. Hold on, one more email, and then we'll take a break, and then we'll come back. We'll start doing recipes.
Yep.
Question mark, is this or no? Hey Mac, don't hate me. I did not catch the show about becoming a master griller. I need that information, please. Okay, here's what you do. Go to allmarineradio.com and then click on the podcast page. Good. And then all you got to do is scroll down and down and down and down. You'll go to a week ago, Friday. Okay? So you scroll down, and you might have to flip the page. Good-looking picture of me when I was a lieutenant. And you'll have, on February 24th, the show's entitled Never Screw Up Grilling Again, The Only Grilling Tips You'll Ever Need with Chef Kim Holmes. So if you click on that, you'll go, there's a little bit of an article that goes with it, and then if you click on that, you will go ahead and find everything you need to be in the front row. That's right. Okay, so that should be an internet blow up classic. With the head chef here. Oh, by the way, one more thing before we go to the break. How about the Oscars?
Yeah. What's that?
How about the Oscars?
Oh yeah, how about the Oscars? Oh God.
What the hell?
How could they screw that up?
Okay, does Warren Beatty even know his own name anymore?
I think he does. It wasn't his fault.
I know. Whose fault is it always?
Well, it's always somebody else's fault.
It's the woman. It's the woman's fault. All right, so he's standing there, and he's confused, right? Because he looks, and it says Best Actress. Right? And he's like, and then he smiles and looks at the camera, and he looks down, and then she grabs it and drives the car right off the cliff. Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Run away.
Yeah. La La Land. Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Hope she's right. And then the gong show starts. Were you watching it live? I didn't. I did.
I did see it live, and I just laughed. I you got to be kidding me. What is this, a Jimmy Kimmel skit?
It's candid camera. They just want to see how we're going to react, okay? This is not real.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no way this one gets screwed up, honestly.
No. It's the last award of the night.
It's the big banana.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, my God. Over the best picture. That was as crazy as it gets. And then after they all make their speeches and tell their wives how much they love them and all that, the producer of La La Land, he just walks out and like, there's a mistake. And it, you're like, what?
Yeah.
No, it's not a joke. Come up and get your reward. And then we do
it. Moonlight won.
Yeah.
Moonlight.
Moonlight. You won. Come up and get your reward. What the hell is going on? Hey, okay, let's go. Oh, my God.
Yeah. That was cool.
That was not cool,
and
man.
I thought the La La Land people handled it really well.
Well, they
but they had won about six Oscars anyway.
Yeah, no kidding. How do you win so many Oscars but not Best Picture? I don't really understand that. To me, it's
I think Moonlight won just as many Oscars.
Oh, really?
They got Best Actor.
Okay.
And
I didn't pay too close. I didn't pay too close attention to that. That might not surprise you, but anyway. All right, we're going to take a quick...
I watched it because I'm a Jimmy Kimmel fan.
You're a movie guy.
Yeah, and I'm a movie guy.
Yeah.
And he did a good job, I thought.
You did?
I don't think he got great reviews from Hollywood, but, you know, what do they know?
Well, you know what? One of the things, in fact, I read a couple articles about the ratings on a number of these award shows, and you know, the gist of the article was people are getting turned off by hearing people preach to them during award shows. Stick to your art. You know, if you have something to say, be brief, be articulate. But we're not tuning in to hear, you know, your rant about whatever. We get that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
So, that's right.
You know, so can you create a place where we can come and enjoy ourselves? And kind of like what you do in the movies. Do you have to do we have to be subjected to that? And they said, you know, look, there's certainly people, the attendance was, you know, or the viewership was, you know, there were, it's the biggest event of the night. But they said, but historically, it's down like other award shows have been down. And the gist of the two articles I read was, and because people are staying away because they don't want to hear the speeches. They're just, and the same thing, was said in terms of, you know, people are getting, what's the right word? Fatigued by simply the pitch and the nonstop nature of our current debate or whatever we're having about the country. So it's kind of interesting. Anyway, we'll take a break. More coming up on a Friday edition, Fantastic Fish Friday. We're running a little bit late, but that's all right. On the Mike and Kim show here on Allmarine Radio. Don't touch that dial. This hour of Allmarine Radio brought to you by our friends at Battle Mug. Check out the entire line of products at battlemug.com. Enter the promo code Marine for 15% off. It's a veteran-owned and operated company made entirely in the USA. Battle Mug. Get one.
Hi, Josh Grunberg, General Manager at PS Garage Doors. Don't let winter slow down your renovation projects. Call 772-DOOR today. Our experienced sales and installation teams are available to help you find the perfect style of garage door at the right price. PS Garage Doors has 42 years of experience installing garage doors on your home, business, or farm. We work in any type of weather condition to ensure you don't have to wait until spring. Install a new garage door today. Call 772-DOOR. PS Garage Doors for all your garage door needs. Online at psgaragedoors.com.
MilitaryByOwner.com is an excellent resource for any military family moving to a new area. We found a ton of homes to choose from and purchased a house 8 days later. This was the only site I used. Thanks, Military by Owner.
Are you PCSing? Do you need to find a home near a military base quickly? With over 45,000 listings and 15 years of experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base, MilitaryByOwner.com can help. Military by Owner, proven and dependable.
My name is Juan Perez Jr. I joined the military in 98. I commissioned as an officer. But I always had in mind the idea that I would go into the special operations community, particularly the special forces. I was accepted to go into selection, and I attended on September 8th of 2001. As I was making my departure out of the military, there was that uncertainty. What do I do next? How do I repurpose my skills in a way that's not only meaningful to me, but also that provides for my family and provides an increase in our a way of living, a quality of life. The Global Star Foundation has resources when it comes to anything from building resumes to how to relate to a CEO in conversation, how to basically, again, repurpose that which I had learned in a career in special operations, dealing at the strategic and operational level. How do I take that and then turn it towards entrepreneurial spirit into business development? And how do I translate that so somebody can see that value? And in doing so, I landed a magnificent and very rewarding career. I'm the VP of operations for an IT company called BuildSourced. What I say to veterans getting out, be bold. Be bold when you go to network. Go out to the GlobalSoft website, look at what events they have lined up, attend those events, you know, and participate. A lot of the events they hold, they're of key importance in this network. Go out there and engage, just like you would engage in a combat zone, you know, when you're networking there with folks that don't share necessarily your language, your culture, or your background, and yet we still make it happen. How can we not make it happen here?
The Global Soft Foundation is a great partner of All Marine Radio. Find out more about them at globalsoftfoundation.org/Marines.
I'm good, but I have a story, and I don't know where to start.
I'm good, but I feel alone in a crowd.
I'm good, but the past keeps coming back.
When the service member or veteran in your life says,
I'm good,
are you really listening?
I'm good, but I can't get out of bed.
I'm good. But I can't sleep.
I'm good, but I feel overwhelmed.
I'm good, but I don't feel safe.
I'm good, but I still have nightmares.
I'm good, but I don't need any help.
I'm good, but I don't feel anything anymore.
I'm good, but I can't live like this anymore.
I'm really not so good. But are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. If you are in crisis or know someone who is, call the Veterans Crisis Line and Military Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1 for free 24/7 confidential support.
Life in the military is one of service and sacrifice. For some, that sacrifice includes physical and mental injuries or trauma that will affect their lives forever. Please join with the American Legion in recognizing and supporting our wounded warriors and their families. We need to show them that we truly are a grateful nation. We cannot allow them to be forgotten and left to fend for themselves.
This is U.S. Navy and Marine Corps veteran Montel Williams. During my 22 years of military service, I had the honor of working beside many brave service women. They are the fastest growing population of veterans, and they can be a great asset to your company. Women veterans are trained to take initiative, adapt to change, and they're quick to learn. If you're an employer or a woman veteran, call the U.S. Department of Labor at 866-487-2365 or visit careeronestop.org.
You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
I love this song. In fact, this whole album is awesome. /7:57 here on a Friday. Mike McNamara with you, and we're going to talk fish now. So the All Marine Radio chef, P. Kimball Holmes, joins us. So, Kim, first recipe, what are we talking about?
Well, we're going to start the day with cedar plank salmon. That's right. We're going to cook the salmon on a cedar plank.
I did that.
Now, we're going to start with buying the cedar plank.
Okay.
Make sure you buy untreated cedar plank, and it's specifically intended for cooking. You can find the cedar plank near the charcoal in most grocery big box stores and hardware stores. One plank will easily hold four portions of fish, not only salmon. You can cook other things on there. And you get that salmon, and 1 hour before you put it on the grill, and you put the cedar plank, whether it's a charcoal grill, we'll get to that, or a gas grill, you put it right on the grates. And then you'll leave it on the grate for about, I don't know, 5 to 10 minutes until it starts to smoke a little bit. Now, because it's been soaking for 1 hour in water, it won't catch on fire.
That's important too.
Well, that's the whole key. Okay. It's got to be underwater, and you know it might float. So you put something on it and submerge it. You know, like a brick or a piece of frozen meat.
I'm trying to think.
Put a can of beans on it.
I didn't do that, and I had a bit of an issue. I got the board wet, and I think it soaked for 5 minutes or so. And so I had I couldn't figure out, like, how do you do this? How do you do this? Cook this salmon on this cedar without the board? How does this work?
I'm laughing, but that's exactly what everybody does. We used to do this at Sanders.
At your restaurant.
And we'd, you know, we'd have like maybe a half a dozen 18-inch boards. And we'd put whole sides of salmon, and we'd cook them in the wind oven, and we cranked it up as hot as we could, and we'd put the boards in there, and they'd heat up and start to smoke. And that's where you get the smoky cedar flavor, and it just kicks ass. It's fabulous with salmon. And I'm a big salmon guy too.
Yeah, I love it.
And it's probably one of the best fish to buy, and you can buy it skin on and spend a whole side. Now, you want to use...
Hold on. Do you recommend... I normally buy the skin on because that's just the way it comes in the places that I shop. And then it kind of protects the salmon itself from
it holds it together.
Right. The skillet. And then... And then, you know, the fish comes off the skin very easily. So,
it does.
Okay. All right. I would imagine... does fish get problematic when you remove the skin from it?
Well, you know, it depends. When we cooked fish at Sanders, salmon, we took the skin off, because it kind of, people went, ew. Well, when you grill salmon or cook it in a cast iron, that skin gets crisp. Excuse me.
Yeah.
And you can eat the skin, for gosh sakes, because it's been scaled. You know, when we got a whole salmon in, if it wasn't scaled, we scale it and then rinse it, pat it dry, and then we fillet it each side. And then we use the bones to make a little fish stock. You put the bones in a pot of boiling water for a little bit, half an hour. And you don't want to overcook salmon bones.
Right.
And you got a nice little broth. And then you take the bones out, and then you cook that down to condense it. And enrich the flavor, and there you go. But anyway, that's another show.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But salmon, we've got, if say you buy, you want to buy about 2 pounds, 8 ounces each, and you buy from the head, where the head was, the thick, big side, and you go 2 pounds in, you don't want to, if you buy the tail, the whole side, might be 3 pounds. You just want 4 8-ounce pieces you cut out and across, and as close to the same size as possible because you want even cooking here. All right? And are you with me so far?
I'm all ears, baby.
And by the way, we sent all these recipes to you this morning.
Okay. All right.
So you should will be able to post them this afternoon.
All right.
Or after your show.
Okay. Thank you.
And you have skin on one side. You soak this cedar plank. While it's soaking, you take the salmon. And there's a mixture of brown sugar, 2 tablespoons of packed brown sugar, 1.5 tablespoons of kosher salt. That's a thicker salt, you know, bigger chunks. And a tablespoon of chopped fresh dill. Tablespoon.
Got it.
And a teaspoon of pepper. Now, you're gonna, and a 16-by-7-inch cedar plank, which you already have soaking.
Right.
Soaking.
Or soaking, if you want to soaking it.
Soaking, yeah. I'm excited, because this is a great recipe, folks.
Is soaking not a word?
No. I just made it up. it's Kimmy speak.
You know, I think it could be a word, though. It could be a word. It's soaking right now.
Yeah.
Because that means, Kim? It's getting soaking wet, right? It's going to be soaking wet.
It's soaking.
It's soaking. I'm good with it. I know what it means.
Get down with that. I love it.
Because, okay. See, if it was just soaking, it would be like soaking. But it's going to be soaking wet, okay? It's going to be soaking, which is a different connotation. This thing's going to be drenched through and through. So if it's soaking, I'm, like, down with it. I understand what you're saying.
Well, thank you, Professor Mack.
You're welcome. Hey,
now,
let me tell you, I have long history of making my dumbass friends look really smart, okay? So you just saw a little bit of that. You just saw a little bit of that emotion. Because I don't like to hang out with smart people. I like to hang out with normal people who are really smart, but they don't act really smart. Does that make sense?
Yes. I love it.
Yeah.
Thank you for the compliment.
No, it is. They're brilliant people. They just use words like soaking.
Yeah.
I'm with you, man.
I'm very passionate about this particular procedure.
I can imagine.
Now, you dice, you finely chop up the dill, the fresh dill, the salt, and the brown sugar. You want to thoroughly mix it. You put it in a bowl, and then what you do, and a teaspoon of pepper, okay? Now with this, what you want to do is you want to, after you get this done, the plank is soaking. This will take you about 2 to 5 minutes to do this. And then you thoroughly coat the salmon. All the way, the skin side, everywhere. And then you put it on a plate. And before you put it on the plate, you hold it, you take a little oil, It could be olive oil, it could be vegetable oil, whatever you have, and you rub the bottom of the skin on and put that on the plate. And when the plate, when the plank is done soaking, then you put the plank on a preheated gas grill, or if it's charcoal, you open the bottom grate all the way, the vent, and the top vent all the way. You put your stove on with your charcoal briquettes. You light that, and when the top part of the briquettes get ash, you know, that white color, then you take the stove pipe off. It's a metal cylinder, and spread the coals out evenly. And then you put your cedar plank in the middle of the grill. And then you let it, put the lid on, and you wait till the board starts to smoke and crinkle, kind of crack, and you'll hear it make a noise and a little bit of smoke, and that means your plank is ready. Now, it's been soaked in water for an hour, so it's not going to catch on fire.
Oh, I was going to say, when you start talking about it making noises, I'm getting a little nervous.
No. It's just telling you that the board is ready to put the salmon on.
Okay.
So you take this plate out to the grill, take the lid off, and you put the salmon fillets on the board with an inch or two between each slice. And now you have four eight-ounce pieces of salmon. And you put the skin side on the board. You cover it up. You put your thermostat in. And you want the interior temperature to be, you want it to be about 120 degrees, 25 degrees.
Okay, and that's pretty low as on the spectrum of meat, poultry, fish, yada yada. That's pretty low temperature.
But then you take the salmon off, you cover it with foil, and you let it rest for 5 minutes. And there you go, and that's just about it. Now, and then you have that.
Okay, I have a question for you. All right.
Yeah.
The part where you put the plank on the grill, right over over the flame side. Yes or no?
The flame's all over the bottom. You've spread the coals out all over.
Okay, so we're not going to indirect cook this?
No.
Okay.
No. No, there's no indirect heat here.
Okay. All right, and then
the gas grill and the char grill, it goes right on the center of the grill, and all the burners are on the gas grill, and the charcoal is spread evenly on the bottom of your kettle.
And you want this thing on, it's going to be high. It's on hot, right?
Well, yeah, you've got both vents open, so it's cooking pretty quick. And so that's just about it. And
okay. All right. You got one more recipe though that you want to get to, right?
Yeah. Well, the gas grill is different. You turn all the burners on medium low. Or no, yeah.
What?
Medium low.
Medium low?
And you. Medium low. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah. Medium, yeah. Burners, yeah. Leave all the burners on medium low. Adjust the burners is needed to maintain a grill temperature of 300 to 325. Then you, again, you brush the skin side down. You put that plank right in the middle of your gas grill, and it goes medium rare, is 125 degrees, and it usually 12 to 15 minutes, depending on how thick your salmon fillet is, and with your thermostat stuck in one piece of salmon, you'll get 120 degrees. You pull it off, cover it in foil, and it'll, you know, for 5 minutes, and then it'll be medium rare, 125 degrees. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to do a cucumber yogurt sauce. It's a Greek
I like that
sauce called tzatziki. And it's got, I'm just going to tell you what's in there. Cucumber, Greek yogurt, extra virgin olive oil, chopped fresh mint. Big deal. Chopped fresh mint, small garlic clove minced, pepper, and salt. That's all this sauce is. And, you know, the Greeks will put it on kind of a pita bread with lamb inside, but on salmon, on this particular, with the brown sugar coating on the salmon with the sweet, and it gives it a little glow and kind of a dark color, and the flavor of this tzatziki. It's absolutely spectacular, folks.
Now, what's the base of all that? What do you add that to?
That's what you put on the salmon.
I know, but you put all those ingredients into sour cream, into what?
You put it into a big bowl.
Yeah, and then
you shred the cover. Shred the cucumber
in a
box grater. Combine the cucumber, yogurt, dill, oil.
Yogurt is the is okay.
Yogurt, right. Yes. Garlic, pepper, salt in a bowl.
Now, it's just chilled
about 30 minutes, 20 to 30 minutes.
Okay, it's just plain yogurt, right? It's not like I can't use my strawberry yogurt or anything like that.
Oh, no. It's got to be plain Greek yogurt or whole milk Greek yogurt is what the recipe says. It's got to be plain yogurt, though.
Right.
And
I didn't mean to sound stupid.
No, it wasn't stupid. That was a bold and innovative question.
It really wasn't, but I just want to make sure that I didn't really ask that for me because I kind of knew. I just wanted to make sure everybody was picking up what you were putting down. All right.
See, I love yogurt, and this sauce can go on any fish.
Or pita bread.
Or pita bread. Anything you put in a pita bread.
Yeah.
It's really good.
All right. So that's wow. That's awesome. The All right. Now.
And now you can do as long as they're the same size.
Yeah.
You can do this with halibut, swordfish, ahi, tuna. You definitely need your thermometer stuck in the fish so you don't overcook it. Ahi tuna is phenomenal. They all go with this tzatziki sauce. And you can put it on the side or you put it over the top. I kind of usually, because the salmon is so beautiful when it comes off the plank, I like to put it beside it on a little lettuce leaf boat, and then you can put it on like tartar sauce. You following me?
I'm with you. I'm picking up what you're putting down there, bro. I feel you, baby.
All right.
So is that it? Are we done?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. right. Hold on. A couple of emails. Hey, Mac. First of all, I've come to begin to look forward. I've come to look forward to Fridays because it does get my kind of my head kind of pointed in the right direction relative to the weekend. I find myself daydreaming about food, what I'm going to do this weekend relative to grilling. And I live in the Midwest, so the temperatures are getting a bit warmer, and it's certainly fun. Question for you relative to different types of fishes. Kim gave a temperature interval, but it seems to me that salmon tends to be a lighter type of fish. If you do Chilean sea bass, if you do shark, that tend to be more towards the composition of beef or chicken relative to fish. Do those numbers change, or do they stay pretty constant? Pretty good question, Kim. I mean, because salmon does seem like a pretty light fish, whereas those other shark and sea bass tend to be a little bit denser.
Sea bass is more like salmon. However, shark, swordfish, and halibut are dense, i.e. tuna, depend on how thick. If you cut the steaks about on a piece of ahi tuna, you cut them about 1.5 inch thick, they'll cook fast too. And the internal temperature is pretty much the same. If it's a dense piece of fish, it'll take longer for the heat to get to the center, but you still want to take it off at that temperature because you do not want dry fish. That's where we are here. You dry fish out, you've ruined it.
Right.
And fish isn't cheap.
No, especially those better cuts of fish. Chilean sea bass is to die for. Absolutely delicious.
That's an exceptional good, exceptional fish. Very good. And the Chilean sea bass, if you can get one about 2 to 3 pounds whole, that'll work the way we're going to do the trout next.
Okay. All right. You can do it the same way.
Yep. Well, we're going to grill the trout remember we talked a few weeks ago about those 9x12 aluminum foil, cheap dollar store, high-sided pans that you can put right on the heat?
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm going to give you a couple of ways to do that.
All right. So is there any one final question, then I'll let you go. Is there anything that happened at the Oscars, any award that somebody gets screwed over? Do you have any other thoughts, being a movie guy, on the whole Oscar thing now that it's over?
You know what? I did like La La Land. I liked the kind of throwback to the musical, old musical with Gene Kelly and Dancing in the Rain stuff. I like musicals. I'm a wuss when it comes to that, but I like them anyway. Because the first show I ever saw on Broadway was one of my memories with my late father, and it was Peter Pan in about 1950 with Mary Martin.
Mary Martin played that role for what?
Fragments.
Mary Martin played that role for like 50 years, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Mary Martin was Peter Pan forever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Forever.
And then she bore the Dallas King. Larry Hagman.
Really? That was her. That was her kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did not know that. Wow.
I found out years later when he was on Dallas, JR. But yeah, that was his mom. I met him. He did a lecture at the Museum of Art, North Dakota Museum of Art.
Right.
And
I remember that.
pretty cool guy.
All
pretty
right.
cool guy.
All right. So, how to do salmon on a cedar plank? It sounds great. The mechanics of it are a little bit more challenging, but if you follow the directions that Kim gave you, it turns out wonderful, and I can attest to that. Right?
Yes.
Because I started my cedar planks on fire, and then I was like, "How does this work? How can you do this?
You wouldn't have done it around me because I would have given you a mouth.
Well, you would have said
hey, in the grill.
You would have said, hey, Dodo, you got to soak the wood for an hour. Once it's soaking, then it's all good.
It's all good in your hood.
Exactly.
There's no question about that.
And then the key is soaking the wood, okay? That's the key.
And submerge it.
Too.
Don't let it float.
Oh, no. Hey, let me tell you. If you're soaking, it's submerged, man. You can't soaking without submersion.
Yeah, yeah.
You with me?
And also, you can reuse that.
Yeah,
folks.
Yeah, because you soaked it.
But you dry it out. It'll dry out. Maybe it be 2 weeks before you use it again, or you use it every week.
Yeah.
You still have to soak it for an hour.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's not. You can't just
imagine it drying out. You know,
you can't just do the soaking once. You got to do repeated soaking
every time.
That's right.
I'm never gonna live that one down.
You made up a word, man. Are you kidding me? You made up a word that might get on your tombstone. Author of the word soaking. All right,
yeah.
You and
Daddy
I.
Lee. Soaking in the earth.
Soaking in the earth. That's awesome. All right, my friend. Thanks for the visit.
All right, baby.
We'll talk to you in a bit.
Okay.
That is the love chef himself, P. Kimball Holmes, here on a Friday, on a fantastic Friday. Let me read one more email. Hey, Mac. What a fun guy, and what a cool dude to come on and talk cooking here on All Marine Radio. I have come to enjoy Kim very much. I've used his recipes often, and I will tell you this, they are always delicious. But it's his personality and his laugh that I've come to really enjoy. I feel like I know him a little bit after coming on, hearing him talk with you. You guys certainly seem to enjoy each other. Although very, very different tribes, you seem kindred spirits somehow, although I'm not really sure. Enjoy him. Thank you for bringing him on and all the great recipes. For everybody listening, if you have not visited the show notes page and perused Kim's recipes, you, my friend, are a fool. Yeah, I'll tell you what. If you go to show notes, that's right. If you go to show notes. There's a folder, and it's called Cooking with Kimbo Recipes. And if you click on that, it will take you to a very, very wonderful place. A very, very wonderful place. So feel free, check it out, because there's great stuff in there. And then I will put the marinara sauce. Did we not do that? Now that's making me mad. I will get the marinara sauce into that thing here as soon as I see it. So, anyway, we're going to take a quick break. Some Iwo Jima audio on our way to the gunner at the top of the hour. So, sit back, relax, continue your fantastic Friday with All Marine Radio. And this hour of All Marine Radio brought to you by our friends at Battle Mug. Check them, all their stuff out at battlemug.com. It is the home of the Battle Mug, and it starts as 10.5-pound block of T6 billet aluminum, milled, machined, and anodized, and then you get to make it your own. Picatinny rails on the side, and the M16 carrying handle as the handle. It's engraved, it's serialized, you can engrave it, mine is, with the blue diamond, and then you customize it. Anything that can go on a weapon can go on your mug. Yeah, how about that? Pretty cool. So you can do that if you're going to the field to go hunting or fishing, or if you're a bird watcher, you can do that as well. All that works. Great for any kind of event. It's a great, very unique birthday present, anniversary present, special occasion present, also relative to the military, farewells, promotions, retirements, and any other special occasions. Check the whole line out, battlemug.com. Enter the promo code Marine for 15% off. Battle Mug is a veteran-owned and operated company made entirely in the United States. More of All Marine Radio coming up next on a Friday. 8:29 here on the West Coast as we head into the weekend. Have a great break. We'll be right back. Iwo Jima next.
All I can say about militarybyowner.com is, wow, I listed my house on your website for only 2 weeks in a tough rental market, and now my house is about to get rented. I will definitely recommend you guys to everyone in the military. Thank you.
Are you located near a military base? Advertise with Military by Owner for optimum exposure to the military community. Military by Owner has experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base for the past 15 years. MilitaryByOwner.com, proven and dependable.